You are listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. On July 14th to 17th, 9 middle school students joined AZYEP for Barely Experts Summer Camp. We toured Carmondale and tried a new activity each day. And then we recorded a series of mini podcasts about our experiences. The activities included chocolate making at the Cocoa Club, photography, and printmaking, hosting a radio show, and learning DJ skills, and learning about recording arts at Cool Brick Studios. We hope you enjoy listening to our podcast about what we learned, and we hope that you learned something too.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Barely Experts. My name is Josie. On July 14th, our summer camp took a tour of the Cocoa Club with Mark Burrows and learned how to make chocolate. We'd like to thank Mark for having us. Here is what we have to say about our day and what we thought about chocolate. Who would like to start?
Hi, my name is Ethan, and on a scale 1 to 10, I think it was a 10, being amazing, because the raspberry chocolate was delicious.
What impressions or takeaways from the activity would you like to share?
My name is Iris, and I think it was a really fun experience. We got to try a bunch of different varieties and origins of chocolate, like Madagascar chocolate, cherry chocolate, and sea salt and toffee. They also had this really good cacao bean tea. The plain beans were gross, but the tea was so good. And we got a cup or two for free.
My name is Maggie, and on a scale to 1 to 10, I think it was an 8 because I liked tasting the chocolate, but it did take a long time.
What was one thing you learned?
Something I learned is that dark chocolate is better for you than milk chocolate. I also learned that there's a certain way to eat chocolate. You're supposed to chew it a bit, but then don't swallow it.
Hi, my name is Lucy, and I learned that when the cacao beans are sitting in the bins, it actually creates alcohol, which then turns into vinegar for the cacao beans to sit in.
I learned that they had to dry the cacao beans in order for them to be shipped without there being mold when it got there.
Would you try it again in the future? Why or why not?
I would try it in the future. It's because it's a deliciously fun way to learn about how chocolate is made and how there are many different tastes of chocolate depending on where it is from and what flavors are in it.
I would go again because I think it was overall a good experience and a fun way to learn about chocolate.
Yes, I would try it again because the chocolate is really good and the cacao bean tea was really flavorful and interesting.
Would you recommend this activity to other people? Why or why not?
I would recommend it to someone who likes chocolate and learning about how it is made.
I agree. The chocolate tea was really good, and the freeze-dried Skittles are also super good.
I would recommend this activity because it's just a great experience, and it's really fun to get to learn about all the chocolate and try different kinds of chocolate. And I would also recommend it because Mark is a really nice guy, and he's really helpful with, like, when you want to try a certain kind of chocolate.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Barely Experts. My name is Iris. On July 15th, our summer camp learned about photography and printmaking with a special guest, Kath Adams, from Aperture of Hope. We'd like to thank Kath for spending the day with us. For the listeners, just so you know, Kath brought in a bunch of flowers and like leaves and stuff that she picked from her gardens. And then we picked the ones we wanted and we made a design with them. And then we put the design on, like we picked up the design and put it on a picture frame. And then we put the photo paper on top of it, and then put the back of the picture frame on it, and then we left it out in the sun for 7 minutes, and then we brought it back inside and took the photo out of the frame, and then we washed it off in the sink until it turned until the like the prints turned to from blue to clear or like white, and then we let them dry and we enjoyed them. Here are our thoughts about printmaking and what we learned. Here we go. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1, I hated it. 10, this is my new favorite hobby. How much did you enjoy this activity?
I rated it a 7 because it was really fun.
I rated it a 9 because it was fun and creative, but also kind of hard.
What were your impressions or takeaways from this activity? What did you think about the overall experience?
I think it was really fun. But I do not recommend leaving your creation in the street. It might just get run over by a trash truck.
The trash truck comment actually happened. So, yeah, don't leave it in the street.
What is one thing that you learned?
I learned that words are really hard to do, especially if you're using flowers.
I learned that there are chemicals captured. Chemicals capture the sun's rays because it makes two molecules combined and it makes a chemical reaction which makes the outlines.
I learned how to press flowers and the history of photography.
I learned that the sun is powerful, like really powerful.
So the history of photography is that they used sun. Before there were cameras, they used that method to make a picture. Yeah, and that was, like, how they photographized everything.
Moving on, would you try it again in the future? Why or why not?
I would, but I'd hope I wasn't the one outside waiting.
I'd say no, because it took a long time, and it wasn't that fun.
I'd say maybe a long time from now. It was kind of fun, but still took a long time.
I'd say do it. It's really fun.
No, it's like going back to school and learning science again.
I would say yes, because I think it's a fun thing to do, and it's pretty cool to see that the sun can do that, and it's just a cool experience. Would you recommend this activity to other people? Why or why not?
I would. If you like art and have a lot of patience, you will surely rate this a 10 out of 10.
I would not recommend it because it takes a long time to do, and it's like going back to school.
I would agree. It felt like I was going back to school, and I don't really like school.
I would recommend it if you like that sort of thing and pictures with good results sometimes.
I would recommend it because it's like pretty fun and it's a cool experience, and it's really fun to make the designs. Like, and again, it's really fun to see that the sun can do that.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Barely Experts. My name is Ethan, and on July 16th, our summer camp learned about beat making and DJing. We'd like to thank Brendan from ASIUP for teaching us how to DJ. Here is what we thought about what we learned. On a scale to 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, what did you think, Josie?
I thought this was a 10 because it was really fun and you got to be super creative. It was also, like I said, really fun.
Yeah, I agree with that.
9, it was so fun and musical and I really liked it.
What was your impressions or takeaway from this activity, Josie?
I really liked it. It was super fun and and also it was like you could mix and match any song you wanted pretty much as long as it sounded okay. Well, you could still make them sound awful, but I don't think anybody would want to do that.
I would agree with that. I liked how you had to be creative to come up with for it to sound good. We had this software and we got to pick songs and like combine them.
It was really fun. We got to play around with songs and make them fade or echo or make the pitch change.
It was fun to play with the turntables and mix songs together. I also liked playing around with the effects, such as echoes and making it louder and quieter. It was really fun.
Was there one thing that you learned that you thought was interesting?
I thought was interesting that we got to learn, like, how, like, everything worked, and that was really cool.
I learned how to make a mashup.
I learned how to be a disc jockey.
Yeah, I thought it was cool that we got to learn how to DJ and do all that fun stuff. Would you try this in the future?
I would try it again. It was really fun. I would want to do next time make, like, a bunch of different songs out of two songs mashed up together. No specific songs. I just want to make a mashup of different songs.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would also want to do it again. Would you recommend this activity to other people?
Yes, it's very fun and it is relaxing.
Relaxing and fun. Sounds pretty nice.
You get to be really creative and it's really fun. You can make music for different people and mash up your favorite songs together and see if it sounds good. It's cool to see how music is made, and you can see, like, all the voicey thingies, the waveforms, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It is pretty cool.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Barely Experts. My name is Abby. On July 17th, our summer camp took a tour of Coolbrick Studios in Carbondale and learned about recording arts. We'd like to thank Dave Taylor for hosting us. We loved it. We even got to play the drums and see a real recording studio. It was so much fun.
I say it's a 7 out of 1 to 10, 1 being the best and 1 being terrible, because it was fun and all, but there wasn't anything that we could really do besides playing the drums.
I thought it was a 10 because it was really interesting to learn about, like, how, like, all the audio stuff is made. Yeah.
I rate it a 5.5. It was okay, but it bored me a bit. It was fun at the end, though, because we tried the drums and got candy.
I think it was a 10 out of 10 because I got to show the kids how to use the drum set and how to use the sticks to the drum.
What were your impressions or takeaways from the activity? What did you think about the overall experience? It was okay. I have always wanted to be a singer, but learning about how it works with sound and auto-tune and stuff bored me a bit, and it kind of felt like being in school all over again. It was fun anyways, though. What is one thing that you learned?
I learned that Coolbrick Studios even existed before. I had no idea it existed, and that they actually did soundtracks for movies there. That was cool.
I learned that they have to have the speakers in the exact right positions, and that they did like films, like sound effects, and that it also even existed.
I learned that we have a recording studio in Carbondale.
Would you try it again in the future? Why or why not?
I thought it was a maybe because it got a little boring, but it was cool to see how it was all set up and how everything worked.
I would do it again if it took less patience. I'm sure someday I'll want to do it again, but not for now.
I'd say it was probably a maybe. I might do it again if I got into songwriting or movie asking about.
Would you recommend this activity for other people? Why or why not?
Maybe. It's all depending on the person. If they wanted to write songs and record it, or they have a film and stuff, I would recommend it to them, but they sound very good.
If you have a lot more patience than me, and you have the opportunity to be a great singer, you should definitely go there.
I would recommend it because it's pretty cool, and Dave is really nice.
Thank you for listening to our Barely Experts podcast with Azyep and Katie and Kay. Thank you to Mark Burrows, Kath Adams, and Dave Taylor for collaborating with us. Have a great day!
Thank you so much to the Barely Experts podcast group. It was so fun getting to hear what you got up to this summer during your ASYEP summer workshop. we had some really great summer programs for our students this summer. In June, we had our Kids Corner summer camp with elementary school students, and they got to learn about local music, local art, local farming, and then brought it all together on the last day. So they got to visit Steve's guitars, they got to do a bunch of music art activities, they got to see a live show by a visiting band at KDNK, they went to an art studio in Carbondale, they did flower arranging, we went to the launch pad, we went to the farmer's market, we got to compose an original song with a local singer-songwriter, and finished out the week at True Nature. So if you would like to hear the recap from that summer camp, that is also available on kdnk.org if you search up Kids Corner. And then in August, we had a program for our high school students where they created podcasts on environmental issues that they were interested in. So these students got a bunch of hands-on experiences in the outdoors, looking at nature, talking about nature, visiting with guest speakers. And then they created podcasts on topics like bees, climate change, drought, water issues. It was really inspiring to see what these students came up with. So you can look forward to hearing those mini podcasts broadcast on KDNK this fall, and we hope that you enjoy them and seek them out. As the summer draws to a close and I reflect on everything that our kids did, I'm just so proud, and we hope you enjoy listening to what they created. If you are listening and you have an elementary, middle, or high school student who might be interested in workshops like these, ASYEP also has a variety of workshops and after-school programs throughout the fall semester. We have a music exploration class that's on a weekend where kids will learn all about different genres of music and expand their musical horizons. This is open to DJs or any child in our community. We have a radio theater class. We have beat making. We have a youth news class, audio editing, and poetry and storytelling. We also have three after-school classes this semester. We have one for elementary school students called Kids Corner, where students will learn about radio through music, art, and storytelling. We have an intro to radio and music class for middle school students, where they will produce radio projects to air on KDNK. And we have a Create Your Own Podcast class for high school students, where they will make mini podcasts in an area that they are passionate about. If you are interested in any of these programs, more information can be found on azyep.org or by emailing Adele at azyep.org. Today's show is a special two-part episode. So we just heard from the Barely Experts team, and now you will hear the second part. Thank you so much for listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. For the second half of today's show, we have a very special guest and longtime ASYEP DJ on with us, Andy McMichael, to talk about his Eagle Scout project. Thank you so much for being here, Andy.
Of course.
I was wondering if you could first just introduce yourself, your involvement with ASYEP, and then also what we're here to talk about today.
Okay. I'm Andy McMichael. I have been a ASYEP DJ since fourth grade, I want to say, so that's been a while.
Yeah, you were probably half as tall.
Yeah, that's about like 7 years.
Awesome. And today we're here to talk about your Eagle Scout project. So will you just describe the premise of the project and what you did?
Yeah, so I built I installed a mountain bike repair station at the Prince Creek bullpen parking lot for the public to use when they go mountain biking there.
Awesome. And what was the inspiration or like passion behind that initiative?
Well, I'm on the mountain bike team at the high school, and I bike there a lot, and I've been stuck there without tools and stuff, and it's helpful to have especially a pump there. So that was a big motivation. But then the idea, Cousin Andy, thank you.
Awesome. Congratulations on being an Eagle Scout. That is a really, really big deal. I know my brother went through that process, and that's like a coveted community title. So really great work. Could you tell the listeners a little bit about what that entails? Like, what do you have to do to become an Eagle Scout?
Yeah, so you usually join Boy Scouts in fifth grade, and then you have up until your 18th birthday to get your Eagle Scout, but you have at least 21 merit badges to get, and which are have their own requirements, and you have each rank to get through, and it caps off with your Eagle Scout project, which is a service project that you do by yourself, and that's it. But it's a long process.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. If you're working on that from fifth grade until you're 18, that's a big deal. So congratulations. What were the steps to organizing the initiative to get the bike pump set up? Like, where did you start? How did you get the funding?
Yeah, so I started just sort of figuring out the cost of it and what it would take to get it done. And then I went around to local clubs like the Carbondale Rotary Club, the Aspen Elks Lodge, and the Basalt Lions Club. They gave me a good amount of money to help this project get started. And then I ordered the stand, got the concrete, and got volunteers to get it put in. And we did that this summer.
Awesome. And I know you had a GoFundMe page, too.
I did have that. Yeah. So community members were able to help as well.
Yeah, lots of community support. Cool. And then the day that you and the volunteers installed the station, what did that look like?
So I brought a bunch of other scouts, and we dug a hole. We had snacks. We had a easy up setup, and you know, we took our time to get it done right, and we poured the concrete, and then the next week we came back and put the stand in.
Do you have any other Boy Scouts that were working on Eagle Scout projects at the same time? Like, yeah. Any friends in the program?
Yeah, so Liam Heath finished his Eagle Scout project at Crown Mountain Park. He built a shade shelter by the little pond there.
Nice. Cool. So lots of outdoorsy projects. Was there anybody else working on it this year?
Not right now, but soon we will have more Eagle Scouts from Troop 242.
Awesome. So cool. Is there anybody specific from the community that you want to thank besides the organizations that you mentioned so far?
I mean, yeah. So the RFMBA was helpful to getting it done because I had to communicate with them a lot over where I could put it in and stuff like that. So they're really helpful.
Awesome. And how do you hope the community utilizes the station?
I hope that just everyone who's biking up there, that they don't have to end their day just because they have a low tire or something. They can fix it on the trail. You know, I hope that my mountain bike team can get a lot of use out of it because we go up there at least twice a week to practice, and people turn back with flats all the time, so trailside maintenance.
Awesome. And is there anything else you would like to add or anything you want to share with the community about Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts, mountain biking?
Yeah, so I think Scouts has lowered its, like, how many people do it in the recent years, and I think it's an awesome thing to do, and I've stuck with it since middle school, since before that in Cub Scouts, and I think that people should join it, and if you know kids, let them know about it to get into scouting, because it's really a great opportunity. You can go camping, we went water skiing, which I'd never done before, so that was fun. And you get to meet new people and get leadership. Looks good on your resume too.
Yeah. What were some things that you think you gained personally from being in Boy Scouts for so long?
Just like how to stick with something. So when I joined, it was during COVID, and we did a lot of online meetings and online merit badges. And
that's hard.
It was brutal back then, but now I got ahead of that, and it's the tail end of it is more fun. But so I think I just learned perseverance, how to get through that, but also leadership, working with the younger scouts and getting them to rank up.
Do you have a most fun experience or highlight of your time with Boy Scouts?
Let's see.
Or a couple.
The raft trips are very fun. Our troop in Basalt, Troop 242, we go on a raft trip pretty much every year, and it's a lot of fun. Just a big group of people, a bunch of kids, and it's good fun.
Awesome. All righty. Well, Andy, thank you so much for being on the show today, and thank you for being a dedicated member of Boy Scouts and of the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.